You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll visit the one-of-a-kind Angel Museum in Beloit and find out why Oprah Winfrey's angel collection ended up here in Wisconsin.
First, you may be familiar with controversy over the rise in the cost of EpiPens, the life-saving medicine that counteracts severe allergic reactions that most children with allergies are required to have. A joint investigation from WPR, the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, and Wisconsin Health News found that the EpiPen isn't the only essential medication that is become unaffordable.
The report found that prices for widely prescribed medications have grown by up to over 5,000% over the last few years. Sean Kirkby was the lead reporter on the story, writes for Wisconsin Health News. Sean, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And Dee Hall is the managing editor at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. She contributed to the report. Dee, welcome back to the show, I should say.
All right, thanks a lot.
Well, Sean, let's talk about what's driving these increases in costs, and not, you'd expect maybe a flashy new researched drug that just came on the market that might cost a lot. We're talking about old drugs that used to be really cheap. What happened?
Well, what we're seeing is that some of the companies that have had these longstanding low-cost drugs are stopping making them, and other companies are sort of gaining a monopoly over the market, which is part of the reason for why some of these increases are happening. And there are other reasons, too, that we're seeing more spending on medications. Some of that's in part because there have been pharmaceutical companies that have taken action to extend patent protections on their products, which block cheaper generic versions from being developed. And as you mentioned, there are companies that are introducing more high-cost specialty drugs, like Sovaldi, which is a drug used to treat hepatitis C, and reportedly carries a treatment for the whole entire course of about $84,000.
Dee, can you give a sense of the range of drugs that maybe a decade ago would have been really cheap, and now commonly prescribed medications more expensive, EpiPens and what else?
Well, we saw that insulin went up just 81% in just since 2011. So that's a huge price increase. Insulin is one of those for which there are not generics, so people must buy the brand names. But even when we examined brand name drugs, we found extraordinary price increases. And the main example that I'll cite is doxycycline, which is a common antibiotic. It's used to treat a bunch of different kinds of infections. That went up by 5,200% between 2011 and 2015. And it had actually gone up by over 12,000% at some point back in 2013. So it went from being 4 cents a pill to over $2 a pill. And that's a generic.
And we've heard from, we talked to a doctor a while back who studies this sort of thing, and he had patients who, when they moved, had to locate near a Walmart because they had the cheapest insulin as these prices were going up. You looked some at the consumer impact of drug price increases in general. What kind of things are you hearing for people? We'll get into different kinds of payment, but let's start with people who are paying out of pocket for these medications, Sean.
So we're seeing a lot of people struggling to cover those costs. We talked with one doctor who basically said that, you know, some families are having to ration their insulin, or some patients have to ration their insulin rather than because they can't afford the high prices anymore.
Right, and insulin, not a medication that you're supposed to take a consistent dose all the time. So up and down insulin use isn't really how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, exactly.
And more broadly, we found there was a poll in September. Kaiser Health Foundation or Family Foundation found that 55% of Americans now take some kind of prescription drugs. And the total number who cannot afford that anymore is about 14% of all Americans are saying they are having a hard time now affording medication. And of course, that's even worse for the more than 5% of Wisconsin residents who have no insurance whatsoever. They have to pay for these really high cost drugs out of pocket.
Right. So there we're not talking about a copay or anything like that. That's the entire cost of the medication.
No. And, you know, of course, they lack the kind of clout to negotiate prices that large insurers might have. They're simply on their own to try to figure out how to pay for these. And there are some programs for lowering the cost of drugs or getting free drugs, but those really serve only a very tiny fraction of people who need them.
And so that's individuals who pay. How about government programs, Medicare, Medicaid, that will provide prescription coverage? How much are taxpayers on the hook for, Sean?
So there have been, you know, year after year increases in these types of prices. Now the spending of health care spending on drugs accounts for about 16% 0.7% of the total healthcare spending, or about $457 billion. In Wisconsin, the Medicaid program spent about $330 million a few years ago on prescription drugs. That's now grown to about $427 million by July 1st of this last year. That can vary year to year because of rebates that the state gets from drug manufacturers, but that's about a 30% increase.
As I understand it, Dee mentioned negotiations by insurance companies with drug providers. Medicaid can't do that. Medicaid currently cannot negotiate with drug companies. Is that right, Dee?
I think it's Medicare that cannot negotiate. Okay. And that's, of course, one of our largest health providers, if not the largest health insurance plan that there is. So that's another reason why this is hitting the taxpayers really hard, is because this is a monster program that serves millions of people, and it cannot negotiate for the prices of prescription drugs.
Talking to Sean Kirkby and Dee Hall, they were part of this report on the rising cost of many key prescription medications, how it's affecting people here in Wisconsin. Sean is with Wisconsin Health News, Dee with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Did you talk to people, Sean, looking at possible solutions, legislative or otherwise? What kind of things are out there?
So in Wisconsin, we spoke with Representative Deborah Colste, who is a Democrat from Janesville, who's looking at a price transparency initiative to show how much the state is basically spending on these prescription drugs and to help direct state departments to develop a strategy to control costs. She's also looking at a proposal that would allow emergency medical technicians and first responders to use a vial and syringe for delivering epinephrine into the system rather than an EpiPen, which is used to treat severe allergic reactions, with EpiPens now costing about $600. At the federal level, one of our senators, Senator Tammy Baldwin, has worked with Senator John McCain of Arizona to introduce a bill that would have drug companies justify price increases of 10% or more. So there's a lot of work on transparency efforts going on to try to get a better handle on what's leading to these drug increases, price increases, and what we can sort of do to control that.
And I'd like to add, there's a lot of other activity around the issue of price increases for prescription drugs. There have been numerous congressional hearings where drug company presidents have been pulled in and questioned about why the drugs are going up so much. We've also had other initiatives. For example, in California, there was a price control initiative, and it failed. But the drug companies spent about $100 million in lobbying to defeat that referendum. So we did talk to, in fact, I think Sean talked to some health policy experts, and they feel like this is an issue that's not going away. It's actually gaining traction right now.
And Sean, in this report, we hear the voices of people from the drug industry itself. What do drug companies and their representative organizations say about these price increases that have gotten so much attention?
They point towards a slowdown in the approval process of drugs at the Food and Drug Administration as a possible reason which approves the drugs. They're not big fans of some of these proposals that are coming forward. They think that, for instance, the drug pricing initiative introduced by Baldwin and McCain should focus more on things that would affect how consumers are paying for drugs, such as, looking at out-of-pocket cost.
And Dee, is there a thought that maybe competition will kick in here? Now that I'm company A, I'm the only one who makes this medication. Now that company B dropped out, I crank up the price 500%, 1,000%, whatever. In theory, that'll bring somebody else back into the market to undercut me. Is that maybe a solution?
That's the theory, but some of these drugs do actually have some competition. And what's going on right now, for example, with the various insulin makers, is the federal government, I believe, has launched an investigation, but they're looking into possible collusion by the insulin companies, whether they're raising their prices sort of in lockstep, whether that in fact is happening. So the idea that more competition would help is a good idea, but I think a lot of economists have looked at at the healthcare market and said it's not a true free market in the sense of in many senses.
And as I understand it, another company was going to get into EpiPen or the equivalent thereof. They had trouble with approval. They weren't getting it to work quite right. So it's not as easy as I'm going to go into business tomorrow and make a rival generic drug.
Yeah, and I believe that that company is actually looking at launching that product again sometime next year, I believe.
But there was a recall. So they were in the business. They went out of the business. That appears to possibly have been tied to the price increases of EpiPen, and now they're talking about getting back in. But yeah, competition, it doesn't always work when it comes to prescription drugs and lowering their cost.
And you mentioned an expert from the Kaiser Family Foundation, Sean. That expert had said there's never been this much interest in prescription drug prices before. Are you seeing that? Are you seeing more and more people, consumers, and maybe policymakers taking an interest in this issue?
We've had a number of congressional hearings, specifically, at least recently, around EpiPen and that price increase. There's a lot of people who are upset about this and the large increases that are happening.
Yeah, so and even like Republicans are getting involved to some extent. Our attorney general is sued now over the price of, I believe it is, Narcan?
He sued over the price of Suboxone.
Suboxone,
which
right.
is, it treats opioid addiction. Basically, he's alleging, along with about 30 other states, that there was a collusion between the makers of this drug to change the product and protect its patent rather than allowing it to go off patent and have other medications come on the market that are generic to lower that price.
To compete with it, yeah.
And is that a common practice? Is that part of the price story that I'm making my medication, I tweak it, maybe the delivery, maybe the form of it a little, and then I can keep my patent for longer and keep other drugs off the market?
Yeah, there's a few companies that have done that. There are other companies that when they do go in and they do adjust the product, it's usually to also make it safer.
Well, thanks to both of you so much for joining us today.
All right, thanks a lot for having us.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Sean Kirkby and Dee Hall with the Wisconsin Health News and the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, respectively. They joined us to talk about a joint investigation they worked on that found that the cost of commonly prescribed drugs have skyrocketed in recent years.